The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has approved a waste management permit for a controversial mineral exploration project near the communities of Klukwan and Haines. Constantine Metal Resources plans to excavate a mile-long underground ramp at the Palmer Project in order to carry out more exploratory drilling. But as KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, a few things must happen before the next phase of exploration can begin.
Constantine's Vice President of External Affairs, Liz Cornejo, says that a waste management permit was required in order to move on to the next phase of exploration.
With excavating a tunnel, you're taking rock out of the mountain, and then there's water that will flow through the cracks and come out of the mountain as well. So that's considered waste rock and waste water. This permit allows us to have a plan in place that's kind of pre-approved as a contingency plan if we do encounter potential acid-generating rocks.
Constantine developed a plan to treat and discharge the wastewater using a diffuser system. The public had 45 days to review the plan and submit comments to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or ADEC, before the agency made a final decision on the waste management permit. Shannon Donahue is the Chilkat Watershed Organizer for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. She is worried about where the water coming out of the tunnel would ultimately end up once discharged through the diffuser system.
There was no testing, there was no dye testing or anything done to determine whether the surface water and the groundwater are connected. And so when you're looking at discharging wastewater into the ground through the diffusers, we don't know whether that's going to wind up in the surface water or not.
Others raised concerns about everything from water quality testing to the risk of avalanches dismantling the diffusal system in the winter. ADEC did issue the waste management permit in the end. The agency altered the final permit based on some of the comments received, but Cornejo says that the changes are minimal and won't affect the company's plans.
There were some minor tweaks to some different monitoring levels and some flows and things, but in general, it's mostly the same as what was initially drafted and allows us to do all the work that we were initially planning to do.
A few years ago, Constantine's permits for mineral exploration at the Palmer Project faced a lawsuit filed by the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and several conservation groups. The plaintiffs say that the Bureau of Land Management did not take into account the environmental impact of future mine development when it approved permits for the first phase of exploration. A federal court upheld BLM's decision, but an appeal has been filed since then. Jessica Plakta is the executive director of Lynn Canal Conservation, one of the groups involved in the lawsuit. She says this most recent permit decision is disappointing, but not surprising.
Agencies in the state of Alaska are very permissive when it comes to mine development, and so this is what we expected. However, it does represent a step toward a very real hazard in our watershed.
Although Constantine has secured a waste management permit, there are a few more steps before excavation can begin. The Alaska Mental Health Trust owns the land where the tunnel's entrance is located and will need to approve a final plan of operations. But Cornejo says that the biggest missing piece is funding.
This is a major investment in the property and it's going to require a lot of capital. So we'll be working toward putting that plan together, the budget and the contractors and the financing for that together now to hopefully get started next spring.
Cornejo estimates once they have secured the funding, it will take about a year to construct the tunnel. It's unclear how long the tunnel would stay in place, but she says that if a mine were developed in the future, the tunnel could be used as a secondary access point. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.